In Antwerp, life seemed almost as it was before the German occupation of Belgium. Each day, there were new laws about what we had to do, new mandates from the occupying forces, institution of ration for food, and subtle changes. But I felt as a child that everything seems normal again. Little by little, we saw signs that said, Juden verboten, Juif interdit, Jews forbidden. Signs that were more and more conspicuous in places like parks, cafes. We were not in any way practicing Jews. As secular Jews, I asked my father, I had just learned how to read and write, so what's a Jew? And he said, a Jew has no definition. It's only an anti-Jew who can tell you what a Jew is. So that was the answer. We were beginning to worry that we had heard from different friends, acquaintances, that the Nazis are imposing more and more laws as to where Jews can go from point A to point B. We're not allowed to go to parks, libraries, all public institutions were forbidden. Schools were interdicted as well. Beginning the end of 41, 42, they imposed a law that all Jews had to wear the Star of David. The Star of David had the word Yuda. They tried to give it sort of a Hebrew character. And my father was inclined not to have that because he felt that we never were practicing Jews. We were secular Jews, as I had mentioned before. And there was no reason for him. But then he was told by acquaintances again, if we do not wear that Star of David and they do arrest you, you will be severely punished. Little did we think at that time that severe punishment, what could be more severe than being exterminated at one point for having worn that? My father, being a Marxist, he joined the Belgian underground, the Maquis, and he got a job working for the German military industry where he would be a saboteur. We moved to a village called La Louvière, and he realized that this was a war where even children were not safe, not just from bombardment, but even children could be deported to a place somewhere in the East. The idea that a war should involve deportation of entire families was very suspicious to him. He said, it's inconceivable that children should be prisoners of war, or civilians should be participating in a war where there's no raison d'être for that. The idea of adults being taken to Auflag, to prison camps for German military labor, that's understandable. Anyway, we did not wear that Star of David, but I have first cousins, my mother's sister's children, Jackie and Yuri, who did wear that Star of David, and they were very proud of it. They said, we are like sheriffs. It looked very imposing, very impressive. Ultimately, we found out that entire families were being arrested, deported to a place called Malines, which is a city between Brussels and Antwerp. And these families were being taken somewhere in the eastern part of Poland. And my father, the older people, the adults, the friends, the family, said there's something suspicious where an entire family can be deported to Germany. It's not just labor that they want. We still had no idea that there was such a thing as an extermination camp. Extermination camps only became a reality around the end of 43, 44, an absolute reality at the end of 1945. The idea that there was such a thing as a gas chamber with crematoriums and that children could be ultimately taken to such a camp, they would be gassed and cremated, once again, because they were Jewish, because they were not in harmony with the philosophy of the Third Reich. This, to us, was so mind-boggling that this is just another propaganda against the German occupation forces. Little did we realize that this was not propaganda, this was a reality, but that reality would come much later.